You're listening to SBS News.
Sue Ann Koo is a director at a law firm, Greenwoods & Herbert Smith Freehills in Sydney, but many didn't see her as leadership material when she was in junior roles. The Malaysia-born corporate tax specialist says she was frequently told she lacked what others called executive presence.
That's because I am small in size, I look young, I'm female, and I tend to be quieter than my peers. So I was seen not to be as confident as I did not challenge my superiors, and as a result of that, I wasn't given the opportunity such as working on larger transactions or being nominated in leadership positions or leadership programs.
Once she realised what was happening, she decided to speak up more during meetings and be more assertive. She now leads the law firm's Asia business section. While Ms. Koo has overcome some hardships at work, many other Asian Australians continue to be overlooked. A survey from researchers at the Australian National University has found Asian Australians are the most likely ethnic group to report experiencing discrimination. 82% of Asian Australians surveyed said they'd experienced discrimination in the workplace or as a consumer, compared to 81% of those with Middle Eastern heritage and 71% of Indigenous Australians. A shop or restaurant was the most common setting for discrimination, followed by the workplace. Australian National University researcher Jae Yung Lo says the survey is evidence of the so-called bamboo ceiling limiting the potential of Asian Australians.
The survey itself, I mean, it is sending a very clear warning that, you know, workplaces and senior leaders need to respond to this urgent issue, because Asian Australians comprise of approximately 12% of the Australian population and growing. It's clear that this issue will not go away.
Asian Australians make up 12% of the population but comprise just 3.1% of senior leadership positions at companies, universities and community organisations. Mr. Lowe says half of those to experience discrimination reported becoming less outspoken at work as a result. He hopes the survey sparks debate about the case for diversity quotas, better training and mentoring, and a rethink of Australian notions of leadership.
But the one thing that I believe that Australian leaders and workplaces should change is the perceptions of leadership, because leadership comes in a variety of different forms, and we shouldn't be defining leadership in just the Aussie or the Western norm. For a lot of Asian Australians, it's really about, you know, working from behind the scenes, putting your head down, not draw attention to yourself, and actually, you know, rely on our hard work and merit to be recognised.
While many Asian Australians are struggling to be noticed in the workplace, Mr. Lowe says their cases are not helped when prominent Asian Australians get attention for the wrong reasons. He cited Liberal MP Gladys Liu, who came under fire for changing her story about her connections to Chinese propaganda organisations.
For a community like Asian Australians who highly value merit as a form of success, Gladys Liu is really demonstrating the opposite. And I think it is really, really difficult for us to push for greater diversity when our own leaders who are already there are not stepping up.
Sue Ann Koo began her career at a top professional services firm in Malaysia, where senior employees were women of different cultural backgrounds.
And until I came to Australia, I realised that there were no partners in my organisations which looked like me, or there were very few partners who looked like me.
She says that's gradually improving in Australia and hopes to be a part of the change by running her own law firm in the future. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.